And welcome to Just Think, the podcast. This is Holly.
And Amy.
And Kristen.
And today the three of us are going to be trudging once again through all the headlines. And honestly, the more that we look at what's being revealed, the more we just go, well, we're not at all shocked. We're not at all shocked.
We knew all of this already a long time ago.
Yeah. Right. In fact, I'm trying to think, is there anything that's really shocked us lately? I feel like it hasn't. Yeah. There's just so much. And of course, we know, you know, we've long said, you've heard the memes that say, I need a new conspiracy theory. All of mine have come true. I think we're there. And I think what's so interesting, let's just start with the whole vaccine debate. For example, we know that RFK, we talked about this on our last episode, got rid of the ACIP and you took heat for that. But what he was doing and what he declared, he said everyone on ACIP, which is, by the way, the committee that approves the vaccine schedule for American children, they were all, quote, in bed with pharma. Their ties to big pharma were too tight. He said that means that their judgment would be compromised. Mm-hmm. Therefore, we cannot have the appearance of it being compromised because what does it need to be based on? He said gold standard science. It just every decision has to be made transparent based on gold standard science. Well, this is huge for us, guys, because we three mama bears have been fighting for years for there to be the revelation to the American public that thought the three of us were crazy and that we were going to kill their children by saying that we didn't think, even though our children were all vaccinated because we didn't know, that we thought that there needed to be a whole complete overhaul of the system because we thought that everything was making our children ultimately sicker. From big pharma to big food, just look at the stats. Your children are not better off today than they were 50 years ago. And in 1986, when they passed the law that said you could no longer sue vaccine manufacturers for injury, which, by the way, the United States government then said they're unavoidably unsafe. Vaccines are unavoidably unsafe, but they thought in the interest of public health, they should make us have to get them. Now, most states did maintain, just so you know, we're just giving you a little backstory, they did maintain the option for you to opt out for religious reasons or health reasons. The problem that started happening, though, is any doctor who signed off on a health exemption became a target from Big Pharma. So it's not been free, open market society. It has been mandated based on bunk science, and that is coming out, starting with RFK's interview with Tucker this week, where he announced that the U.S. government knew what, girls? What did they say?
That there was a 1,135% increase, higher autism risk with the hepatitis B jab. And this is not the first thing that they have covered up, just so y'all know. It's not like color me shocked with this, but it is quite interesting that this is showing up. And hey, you want me to play it, Holly?
Yeah, play it.
Well, okay. Can we remind everybody the hepatitis B vaccine is the one that your children get, like, literally the minute they come out of your womb.
Day one.
They are stuck, like, day one. And this, and hepatitis, and all mothers are tested before delivery for hepatitis B, number one. Number two, hepatitis B is transmitted through dirty needles or sex. So.
and not to mention that the hepatitis B vaccine was considered, it was only 147 babies that were studied and only for 5 days. Okay. Mm-hmm. So when they say, oh, there's not enough science for ivermectin because the studies aren't big enough, or they aren't, you know, credible. Let's just think about that. All right. This is what they did. That's the data that they used. And it was not tested against a true placebo. None of the vaccines were tested against a true placebo. So let's also throw that out there too.
Also, when your child gets multiple shots or gets one shot with three different vaccines in it, like the DTaP, right? Diphtheria, pertussis, and tetanus. By the way, guys, nothing was ever tested to see if giving all three of those at once was even safe.
Right. So think about the drug interactions. You can't even take certain medicines with certain supplements because of the interaction. Okay?
Well, remember that your pediatrician would sit there, look at you straight in the face and say, please just introduce one food at a time.
Yep.
Oh, while I simultaneously inject your child with five different vaccines on this visit. Make it make sense.
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
Mm-mm. And, oh, well, we should also mention this in case anyone missed it. What are they now saying they've already prohibited now, and they used the flu shot as an example, but they said no more thimerosal in vaccines. Mm-hmm. That's mercury, right? Isn't that a mercury?
Oh, yeah.
No more thimerosal. Now, remember when they told you there's not mercury in vaccines anymore? They took it out. Liars. Took it out of something. They're not all. There were flu shots with thimerosal in it. Why do they not want you to have thimerosal?
Mm. And you know what else? When they did decide to take mercury out of the vaccines years ago, mm-hmm. they replaced it with another, even more toxic metal, aluminum. Yep.
Aluminum. We went from mercury to now aluminum. Why? Because the adjuvants are what trigger the immune response. So you have to put it in there with the actual virus so that the immune system understands it's something that's meant to be fought, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what supposedly builds your immunity. But the problem with that is that these things, and Kristen has been doing her nursing education and naturopathic medicine, we were just talking about before we started recording, that we know those heavy metals go to your brain and to your gut. And Kristen, you said you even learned it won't even show up in blood tests because it literally is residing in the brain matter and in your gut, right?
Well, and that's, I remember RFK, once again, was even on Joe Rogan years ago. That was an excellent podcast.
So good.
Explained a lot. I highly recommend everybody go back and listen to that one. But he explained too, and the fact that Paul Offit even admitted to it. Like they all, once again, they knew. He even called Paul Offit out. Okay. Because what they did was they tested it like with the mercury. And of course they'll say, oh, there's mercury in tuna. There's different kinds of mercury. There's like the methyl mercury and ethyl mercury, I think. Like I don't want to be the one saying the wrong thing, but the obviously the one that's in the vaccine is actually more toxic and it actually goes directly to your brain or your gut. So when they retested people and they were like, oh, well, it's not showing up. Well, it's like, well, where'd it go? It's in there somewhere. And then they find out later, same with aluminum, they're seeing that kids with autism, people with Alzheimer's and dementia, when they do autopsies, there's tons of aluminum in their brain. So they are finding this. So you have to think, where are you getting this? Where are you getting this?
And this is the other thing. Remember when you're pregnant, ladies, and they tell you not to eat, you know, fish? When you need those omega-3s so badly when you're pregnant, it's shocking that they kind of demonize fish, telling you not to do that. Meanwhile, injecting you with vaccines while you're pregnant that have it in there, and then injecting your day one old baby with it. At like five times the level that child should even be exposed to. Like, again, this is why we believe there is a rise in autism of children who were immunized with Hep B vaccine. Because it was in there and because their little bodies cannot handle it. And listen, if any of this conversation bothers you, I'm going to tell you right now that this is where you have to ask yourself where you have been indoctrinated by some kind of cult-like behavior. And where that cult-like behavior exists is in the medical system. So you might be a doctor, a nurse, work in the medical system, and you have just been told that vaccines save lives so much that your brain resists considering that perhaps it's also taken lives, that perhaps it's also changed lives forever by giving them diseases these children cannot and have not healed from. Or disorders. And this is where, so when people push back, and I read comments sometimes from people, and I want to shake people and say, I understand this is hard for you to embrace. Mm-hmm. What I need you to do is take a step back and just take your own opinions out of it and say, if we know that children now have more autoimmune disease, they're more obese than they've ever been, that the life expectancy now is starting to regress backwards, why aren't we looking for the reasons? Mm. Someone should just say, why aren't we looking for the reasons why that's happening? Why are our children so sick? Well, if you tell me we can't look at vaccines, I promise you're the problem. And honestly, history will show that you were the fool.
Well, and look, it may not be that, that is not the only thing, but I guarantee you it's huge. How could injecting toxins, heavy metals into your body be okay? It's just like saying, okay, the food dyes are great. The glyphosate, the pesticides, the herbicides, you know, if it kills plants, what's it going to do to you? What's it going to do to your gut? Like, so you just have to think there's so much that has changed. I think it's like a whole holistic approach. Like, it's environment, it's toxins, it's food, but you can't sit here and rule out and say the science is settled that absolutely it's not the vaccines, because they haven't tested and they've admitted it.
Well, and people are quick to people are open to realizing that glyphosate is bad. Mm-hmm. Food dyes are bad.
Yep.
Seed oils are bad. Yep. So if you can say all of those things are bad, just
apply that. Just
skip on over and say, okay, what about injecting aluminum, mercury, and all these things into our bodies that cannot come out? Once they're in, they're in. They don't come out.
Let's all agree that in theory, vaccines sound fantastic, right? That if you are helping people stay well, if that's your goal, you're trying to help individuals and then actually collectively, this really comes more back to a public health stance. You're trying to keep America healthy, but America's not healthy. America has gotten sicker under the system. Mm-hmm. So if your goal was for American children and American people to be healthy and protected, they're not healthier. Okay, what? So what? They're not getting chicken pox now? Guess what? They are getting shingles. They're getting shingles. You know why? Because that chicken pox virus stays in your body forever, and that is what causes shingles. So it's again, also we're vaccinating against diseases that also the vast majority of people will get and heal from. And my sister Anna just sent an article, because I mentioned this before, but she resent the article to us, y'all, in the last few weeks, that shows that getting some of the childhood diseases naturally, they believe had a connection to helping fight cancer cells in the body.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there is something to be said about perhaps letting natural immunity do its job.
Well, and one other thing before we even get to like the video clip we wanted to share with y'all is, if you go back, I'm almost positive we talked about this on our last week's episode, but there is a guy who just came out. There's some research that's just coming out now, and he was on the High Wire with Del Bigtree talking about SIDS. And honestly, talking about that there is an actual enzyme that is not fully developed in babies or people like that. So they can't process it. And that makes sense, too. When you're in day one of life, everything's not formed. And they give these vaccines to babies, whether they're like premature or late or what, or if you're 5 pounds or 11 pound baby, like what happened to neonatal, like, and babies like weight based drugs, but they give the same dose, which is, that's another mind blowing fact. But just think about the fact that, would you not want to know, just like genetic mutations, if you know this is what should be mandatory, instead of having hepatitis B vaccine be mandatory or the vitamin K shot or anything like that, why don't we test every baby and say, do you have a genetic mutation that's going to alter your way of processing foods, medicines, vitamins, supplements, all that stuff? Or do you have like the enzyme that's going to process things that need to be processed? Why are we doing that? That needs to be done.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. Do you want to play it, Kristen?
Yeah, let me find it. So this was RFK. He was on Tucker. And it's like, if you've been on Instagram or whatever, they've been sharing the heck out of this, but
the data, they looked at children who had received the hepatitis vaccine within the first 30 days of life and compared those children to children who had received the vaccine later or not at all, and they found an 1135% elevated risk of autism among the vaccinated children. And it shocked them. They kept the study secret, and then they manipulated it through five different iterations to try to bury the link. And, you know, we know how they did it. They got rid of all the older children, essentially, and just had younger children who were too young to be diagnosed. And they stratified the data, and they did a lot of other tricks. And all of those studies were the subject of that kind of trickery. And so... And they looked at the data.
Okay, if y'all missed that, 1135% increase in autism. And if you didn't understand what he was saying there, when the way they kind of changed it and made the data look better, did they say? The statistics don't lie, but the statistician does.
Yeah.
So basically they took away all of the kids that like you can't get even a diagnosis of autism. So of course they're not, so they're going to say, oh, they didn't have it because they were too young to even have it or be diagnosed with it.
That's right.
And it is, I did find the Safe Minds, like they actually had to do a FOIA request to get it. I have the whole report. I'll have to share that with y'all. And I also want to bring up another one, just a reference, and then we can move on from this.
Yes.
But go back and listen to Cheryl Atkinson, too, where she interviewed, what was it, Dr. Thompson? He's the CDC whistleblower.
Bill Thompson.
Yep. Multiple times on here.
Yep.
But here's a quote from that. It says, then I looked at black males. Those African Americans that got the MMR on time were 2.64 times more likely to get an autism diagnosis than those African Americans that received the MMR after 3 years of age.
Yep.
The analysis, and here's another quote: the analysis was the 8 on the Richter scale earthquake that just shook through the CDC. And another quote said some of the numbers, the actual relative risks, were as high as 7 or 8 times higher with these kids that were diagnosed with just isolated autism, no other diagnosis, versus those controls. So this just shows not only did they hide the hepatitis vaccine.
It's not just hepatitis.
Also MMR and also DTaP. Like, I mean, there's so much. But
there's also, so when Kristen was pulling that up, I was going to pull up another thing that we had shared. And I just saw, girls, breaking news. Diddy has been found guilty on 2 of the 5 charges in a sex trafficking trial. He was found not guilty on all the serious charges by the jury. He basically, this is what they says, he basically just got away with it.
Oh, my.
So, is he not shocked?
Here's what the verdict on count 1, racketeering conspiracy. How do you find the defendant not guilty? And so now they'll move on to count 2. Count 2, how do you find the defendant not guilty? That is the sex trafficking of Cassandra Ventura. On count 3, which is Mann Act transportation involving Cassie Ventura, guilty. Count 4, sex trafficking of Jane, not guilty. Count 5, Mann Act transportation of Jane, guilty. So a mixed verdict here. Not guilty on 3 of the charges. Guilty.
What did they say? Transportation?
So basically, you know, they were getting him on really kind of a technicality where he was taking these girls, and there was plenty of texts, emails, everything that showed he was taking these women across state lines for the purpose of sex parties. And so what they're saying is, and these women testified that it was against, that they didn't feel they could say no. So, you know, again, the whole thing, hopefully there's enough damage done to his character, to his persona. I mean, I hope he never returns from the heights at which he fell, because he should never have been that high to start with. I mean, in all honesty, but like the fact that this guy did horribly abusive things. I think there is a civil trial. So I think this was the criminal part, but I think I heard somewhere yesterday, I think there's a civil trial that will happen. Also, these girls are suing him personally. So hopefully he'll have to pay there, because it doesn't sound like he's going to pay criminally. We'll see what the sentencing is, but it doesn't sound like it's going to be what it could have
been. Did we really think that he was going to get in, like,
no, I mean, just like trouble? All.
And honestly, even if he did, it's like, that's one guy that is in a web of.
Yeah.
So many other people, and then we would never find that out either. So it's just like
Epstein and Ghislaine. Like,
yeah, it's like, really, okay, we got Ghislaine, way to go. Epstein killed himself, way to go. And now here we are with still all the clients out there.
All the celebrities that have come out talking about the Diddy party.
Yes.
Right.
Or how they wouldn't go to them.
You know, I didn't go to a Diddy party. I knew not to go to a Diddy party.
Right. Yeah.
You hear it all the time.
And so many of them were at Diddy parties, at all the Diddy parties. And they're basically like, whatever happened there, they're getting away with it.
I mean, it's just, it's awful, y'all. And I mean, again, just had to bring that up just because we have mentioned Diddy and the Diddy.
The Diddy hole. The Diddy hole is closed.
The Diddy hole is closed. Well, not if he goes to prison, Amy. Not if he goes to prison.
except if he goes to prison, which will not happen.
Well, so you know what happens in prison.
That's right. I mean, that's what we're saying. Know. That's what we said. That's, yeah, exactly. I know,
but he ain't going.
Well, we should also mention in good news, at least we think this is good news, Trump had a really great week last week. From it sounds like the whole Israel-Iran thing is, in fact, kind of like calm at the moment. Now, that can change at any time. We know that. But it does look like there's some success there. Mm-hmm. The Supreme Court of the United States ruled that the activist judges could no longer stand in the way of executive orders, you know, which is huge for Trump in so many ways. And I don't know if you guys caught his presser after that was announced. It was huge because also he was bringing peace in Africa. I don't know if you guys saw that. Yeah. I think it was in the Congo. So they had already had this presser scheduled for that, but then this news came out. And so Trump just said, hey, let's just sit here and talk about it for a while. Are you guys good with that? And of course the press was like, absolutely. And he said, you'll never see Biden doing this. You never saw Biden doing this. He sat there and just answered questions off the cuff. And it was like so fun to listen to and to watch. If you missed it, I will say that Charlie Kirk has him on his podcast. You can go back and listen to him there. That's where I actually listen to him. But I think this is really important because they were blocking the deportation of criminals, illegal immigrants. You know, something that never happened to Obama, did not happen with Bush, Obama. Who else am I missing?
Clinton.
I mean, like they all. They all were deporting people and they didn't have a blockade to it. And it's wild to me that this happened. In fact, they said Trump has had more petitions to block by activist judges than any president in history.
Of course.
They really believe that he is like some kind of tyrant. Yet they oh my gosh. So I don't know if you guys read the ruling. Ketanji Jackson, can't even define what a woman is, an embarrassment to the Supreme Court. Please don't say that this is so great we have a black one on Supreme Court when she can't define what a woman is. No. We don't call that an intelligent choice. That's a Biden pick. Shocker. Her dissent was basically that she was going to vote no because she was voting against imperialism, basically like Trump being a dictator. And Amy Coney Barrett wrote the response and said, what irony, basically, that Ketanji Jackson, what an embarrassment that a sitting Supreme Court justice would use her reason, not the law, but that you're fighting imperialism in the executive branch when you're acting as an imperialist in the judicial branch.
Yeah.
What irony.
How do we get her out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
hey, while we're on this, I do want to share.
Amy read my face. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I feel you, Amy. Go ahead, Kristen.
While we're on this with the criminals being gone, I just want y'all to hear Pam Bondi. I loved this. She was she is really a badass.
Mented baby, would that baby then be an enforcement priority?
The violent criminals in our country are the priority now. Let me put it in perspective. Today marked the 2,711th arrest in our country of TDA members, just TDA. Everyone in this room agrees they are one of the most violent criminal organizations in the world. And the Biden administration let them walk into our country for the last 4 years. 2,711 of them today have been arrested in our country. That is the priority of Donald Trump. That is the priority of this country, of Homeland Security, of all of our lawyers, of FBI. That's the priority. That will be discussed in October when the Supreme Court hopefully rules in our favor, and we're very confident of that. But you should all feel safer now that President Trump can deport all of these gangs, and not one district court judge can think they're an emperor over this administration, his executive powers, and why the people of the United States elected him.
Bam.
Period. Bam.
Not to mention, I think border crossings are still at like zero, y'all.
I know it was zero in May. Like, have they?
Zero in May, and I'm pretty sure. I thought I heard maybe it was like remained the same in June. Like,
why can't we put the alligators from Alligator Alcatraz along our border? Can we
right?
Oh, people are mad about that, apparently.
They are mad.
Talk about it. Fill everybody in case they don't know.
Did we talk about this last time?
No.
This just happened.
oh, I thought we did. Oh gosh, it's amazing. Of course, I'm always like, we think it's amazing. And then there's other people who are like, this is horrible. And yep. I really still don't even understand why they think it's horrible. Like,
I don't either. I don't know what the reasoning is. I just know whatever is done, they're just going to not like it.
So just so y'all know, like DeSantis, and conservative aunt, I love him. We follow him at conservative aunt on Instagram. He did a post about it. It was so funny. But basically, they turn an old like airport strip into like it's like on an island. Where illegal aliens, is it just illegal criminals or just any criminal?
I'm not sure. Maybe, I don't know. I'm not positive.
Okay, well, either way, it's where criminals will go, but their security system are the alligators. Like, I mean, obviously, I'm sure they've got human security guards too. But I mean, to me, I'm like, that's genius. Cut down on the security. You try to leave. Not only are people going to see because the alligators, I mean, you're going to be splashing in the water and you're gonna have to swim past some alligators, but the alligators will do the job for them. I mean, they're already criminals. I think what I saw, and don't you know, mark my words here, but like I think what I saw was it's like the environmentalists, like they're mad about using the land or something. I don't know. Whatever. They're probably the same ones that wanted everybody to wear masks that are all in the ocean.
Yep.
You know, to me, I'm like, why aren't we using just the survival of the fittest? And like, this is our God, nature given security system anyway.
Why not? Why not? I did see in Hillsborough County, which is where Tampa is this week, that a dad and his son were stranded on a jet ski and had to call someone to come get them because the alligators were circling their jet ski. And I'm like,
That is
someone who lives amongst alligators in her backyard. Let me just say. Yeah. You don't mess around. You do not mess around with the gators, okay?
Yeah.
Their brains are about the size of a squirrel. They ain't that smart, but they are definitely predatory.
So right. Right.
Well, like Conservative Man was like, you're not leaving. If you're on Alligator Alcatraz, like, you ain't leaving.
You ain't leaving. Yeah. You ain't going anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's pivot over to, well, by the way, let me just wrap up the whole Trump thing, that having a great week besides the Supreme Court, besides peace in the Middle East, relative, right? It looks like anyway, we just hold our breath on those always. But the fact that, you know, the stock market is at an all-time high, and we now have billions of dollars. I think they said 81 billion. Don't quote me on that one, but it's like, I think last month alone, what do we have? 81 billion additional dollars in tariffs that came into the United States. In fact, Trump even said that his staff was like, sir, we think we have an accounting error. And he said, go look at the tariffs. And they came out there like, that's where it is. We have a surplus because there you go.
US earned $106 billion from tariffs since Trump took office.
I mean,
and Amy and I were.
They said it was going to ruin our economy, and the stock market was going to tank. And then, our stock market has shot up. It's now time to lower interest rates. The Fed still hasn't done it. Trump is telling them that they need to do it. I don't really understand why they haven't. I don't trust the Fed as far as I could throw it.
No.
And so, you know, but that does need to happen because we do need to help people start buying homes again. The Gen Z generation is in a position where. They haven't been able to, we were able to buy their
first
home.
It's impossible,
That
has got to change, that whole thing.
And that's something that Kennedy actually ran on when he was, that really appealed to me. He was like, we've got to make home ownership possible again. And we've really moved out of
then
that.
Maybe we can stop building all these apartment buildings that are going up every freaking where and just having a society of renters.
Yeah.
In every town.
And there's a whole thing about when you have people who aren't personally invested in a community.
Right. Financially, they don't care.
Right? It's just, they don't care. It's like, you can't create strong communities through rental. I mean, it doesn't. I don't believe it happens. And so.
Make home ownership great again. Really funny story really quick about the tariffs, just because it just happened. It was really kind of funny. Kristen and I went into Trader Joe's yesterday. Because I love these sponges. This is so dumb, but I love these. They're like made out of like corn fiber and they're like, when you add water to them, they expand out, but you get like 10 in a pack. And so they wash dishes really well. They get really soapy and everything. And then I just like, after like a month, I throw it out. So it's just like like using a new sponge.
Yeah.
Well, this girl, I was like, do you have those sponges? She was like, were out. She was like, they come from France. And she was like, and, you know, just so you know, because of the tariffs, they're just not here. And I think that they're just out on a boat sitting in the ocean. And, you know, we just don't know when we're going to get them. We're thinking like next week. You could the truck is supposed to come on the 11th. You could check on the 12th. But, you know, it's all because of the tariffs. And, you know, I mean, I wish I could change it. But, you know, I can't. And she was just like, you know, you could tell.
I walked away.
And I was just looking at her like.
Y'all didn't say anything? I cannot believe y'all didn't say anything.
Well, if I would have known this number, I would have said immediately, hey, I'll wait a week for my sponges in exchange for $100 billion going back into our country's economy.
Oh, 100%. This was one of those days where I was like, mm-mm, I just can't.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say to you because you knew like whatever you were going to, even if you did say something like, well, I don't care about the tariffs, or she'd be like, well, you know, it's just, it wasn't even worth it. But just like, we were at Trader Joe's, so that's all you need to know. But she was just trying to like make it this horrible, like, yeah. I mean, I really wish I could change things, but this is where we are in the tariffs.
And I bet she's had a whole 0 hours of economics. I bet she's never had an economics class. And I'm sorry, I will be real judgy, but I am just saying, like, what do you know about tariffs, honey? Except what you hear on CNN. I bet you don't know a dang thing. Right. This was kind of shocking to me. And I'm not an expert. I mean, I went to business school, obviously, and I, you know, did have a lot of economics in my background. And so when people were panicking over these tariffs, I was like, why? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't understand.
Because Trump did it. That's why.
Oh, totally.
That's the only reason why.
Right.
But like, even these quote unquote expert economists that were saying things, which by the way, have come back and said Trump was right. There's multiple that I've seen online saying he was right. That was a good move. That was a chess move. Yeah, it was. Because mm-hmm. he's saying we're going to stop overpaying while everyone else is underpaying us. Mm-hmm. In France, I don't know what the update is on France, but we do know that Trump's been negotiating with the president of France. And one way that we know this is because Candace Owens came out on her channel this week and said that President Trump called her to say that Macron said that she basically needed to stop talking about his wife and doing this investigation into whether his wife is a man or a woman. This is so crazy. So that he wouldn't negotiate until Trump told her to stop doing it.
Yeah. What did Candace said her response was, it is not my fault that he married a guy with a penis.
He did that.
Trump was like, I've been up close to her. I feel like it's a woman. You know, he's like, I don't know, whatever their conversation back and forth. I mean, I was just laughing. I'm like, but she's like, he said, she said something about, he said, I'll be on your podcast.
Yeah,
you know, like trying to like
get some ratings.
Part of the deal, like, hey, if you do this, I'll come on your podcast. You know, the ratings will be great. She was like, well, apparently I don't really need any more ratings considering the president of France is worried about what I'm saying over here.
The president of the United States called me about that.
And the president of the United States is calling me about it. I think my ratings must be pretty good.
And then she's also come out against Trump and saying, you know, she wished she had never voted for him or. Yeah, but I'm like, Candace,
I really do because
she's also got full of herself, if you ask me. But like, listen, I think that happens, right? I think she's been very right about a lot of things. And you can start to drink your own Kool-Aid. And I said to you girls, I think she's drinking her own Kool-Aid right now. I think she needs to chill. Not to say, and what I mean by that is just don't get so full of yourself that you think you're above everything else, because you'll be wrong at some point. And you can disagree
with certain things that people do. Totally. Like, I mean, there are things that we disagree with, like the Trump, like the big, beautiful bill and all that. Like, we're not huge fans of that. Like, but that doesn't mean that we are going to then say we regret our vote, because can you imagine what it would be like right now if Kamala was our president?
Oh my gosh. Like, but also with the big, beautiful bill, the things we don't like about it are things that, frankly, Congress needs to change the system. So that they vote on individual things instead of only meeting to vote on big things that create these pork bills, basically.
That's so dumb.
Unless and until Congress votes to change that, we're stuck playing the game, which I hate. And so when I listened to J.D. Vance explain all of that, it did help me say, okay, I mean, I hate this, But what else can you do? Because I don't want my taxes going up 60%, which is what's going to happen if the bill doesn't pass. Okay. And amongst other things, and I get it, like they did at least take the federal land sale out of the bill. That was good news. We thought that needed to come out. And so there's other things like Medicaid, where he says you have to be working to get your Medicaid if you're able-bodied. And people are all up in arms about that.
They're all up in arms about this. And I'm like,
listen, you got my sister Anna and I, we have extended family that are able-bodied, living off the government. I wish I could say their names out loud. That's how ashamed I am of what they do. And I would like to see their lives completely reevaluated, so that they have to realize that it's not fair.
Right.
That we work our tails off to give away half our income so that you do nothing when you could work. They go fishing. They go on trips. Y'all, it's so disgusting. It is so disgusting.
They're never going to like get further in life, but they don't want to. There's no incentive to. And I have friends and like that are on this too. But they can't. And they also are like tied down because they can only make a certain amount of money, and
that's
then
right.
they don't get the money. So then they truly aren't, even if they wanted to get a raise, even if they wanted to add an extra income, even if they wanted to do something else, they couldn't because they are at the mercy of the government. And I feel like we have more incentives for people, incentivize them to contribute to our economy.
Yep.
You know, what, I don't know. And it just gives you some pride and purpose and stuff. I don't know. But I do want to I don't want us to forget the while we were talking about the Trump, the good week, the Paramount. We didn't talk about that, right? That Paramount.
The CBS, Paramount.
Did we say that?
That's on my list to go over. Yeah, talk about it.
Yeah, well, basically, so they settled a 60 Minutes lawsuit with Trump, $16 million payout, but no apology, of course. But basically, this was over the lawsuit where 60 Minutes completely edited the Kamala interview. Do you remember her? You know, Kamala was never really, that was like her first interview, I think, because remember everybody was talking about how she won't, Trump is out there at rallies, talking to anybody and everybody, and Kamala would not get in front of a camera.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. She would not do an interview for the longest time.
Right.
Finally, 60 Minutes, you know, they're like, sit down with candidate Kamala Harris. Well, come to find out, the whole thing was completely edited. They took out so many parts of that interview where she just completely sucked, rambled, the word salad, all the things. Yeah, we're so shocked. Again, color us shocked. And pieced it all together to make her sound smart and coherent, which in the original tape, she was not.
Yeah.
And that is basically like voter, what's the word?
Like interference. Like
the American people need to know, like,
just like they hid so much with Biden. And the only when people really started waking up, the people who have been blinded by the true mis and disinformation on mainstream media, when they really started opening their eyes to it was when they couldn't cover it up when he was live on the debate. And so this is where, I mean, it is election interference. When if people knew his cognitive decline, if people knew how he really was, they may have made a different decision. You know, they were very misled.
Yep.
Then another thing, but this was an actual apology, was when we had to bring up the Penn State. Did y'all see that?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it Penn State is to apologize?
No, it was Penn. Penn.
Yep. Sorry, Penn.
Yep.
To apologize for allowing male swimmer Leah Thomas to invade the women's team. The university will also be adopting definitions for male and female consistent with biological sex, strip all records and titles from Thomas and return them to female swimmers, and issue personal apologies to all female swimmers who were affected.
I mean, listen, speaking of apologies, though, so we've got, by the way, we see that over 80% of Americans do not believe that biological men should be competing against women, full stop, that's it. It's a very popular thing. So anyone who's going to sit on that 20% side that needs money from the American public to exist is not going to win. You're not going to win that way. And so they're waking up to the money is everything. They're waking up to the reality that you need to be on the side of public opinion. And that is where it is. And finally, after years, and Riley Gaines Barker, girl, you deserve a lot of the credit. You have been relentless in your pursuit of this. And even with Simone Biles coming out, like a ding dong trying to call you out and looking like the fool that she apparently is, literally.
I mean,
it's just so incredible to watch that the apologies are having to happen and the wrongs are having to be made right. And with CBS, the one thing that we didn't mention, they did not give the apology, but guess what? They had to release the whole clip so the world saw how they edited it, right? So that's important. The second piece is now they're calling it, I think, not the Trump Act, but it's like the Trump something. Now every single news publication has to put out the full transcript of an elected official's interview before it airs, or when it airs, so that there's no more of this protecting the candidates. And so that should have happened a long time ago. But again, this is trying to right a multitude of wrongs and hold the American press in check to say, do your job. And I don't even know how the American press is frankly going to recover, because they don't seem to be getting the message. I don't understand when you have Joy Reid saying that they're deporting brown people from Florida. Like, this was your news anchor on MSNBC. Like, she's not learning her lessons, girls. She's not waking up. She is holding the line and carrying the water for the most corrupt movement in probably the history of American politics.
You would think that they would just
and paid for, or she is just dumb as dirt.
Well, she's dumb. I mean, she's a DEI ascendant, right? She's ascended the ranks because she fit the profiles that MSNBC wanted. She does not seem talented or even reasonably smart to me. No. And Whoopi Goldberg, right there. This is where I say again,
we have to
all ask ourselves, where am I blind? Where I was speaking to my Jewish friend the other day, one of my Jewish friends. And I just said, you know, I have to ask myself about my own blind spots with Israel, because as a Christian, I've always loved the country. I have loved the people. I felt an attachment to that based on my faith. And so I have to ask myself, where's the blind spots, right? Because I can recognize that the state of Israel is being run by people who can be corrupt and can, just like America has been very corrupt. Like, you know, you've got to ask yourself, what am I missing? These are some people that don't ask themselves that question. It is this, you are so indoctrinated to think that you are a victim. How does Whoopi Goldberg say that she's a victim? How does Joy Reid perpetuate that black people are victims? There was a man on CNN this past week, black man, who said that black people's health has to do with being basically discriminated against.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Yes. So your eating choices have to do with discrimination and being called the N-word?
If there's any discrimination, I will say that the government assistance for them, like, it's all of the shit foods.
Yep.
That are free, that you can get. Like, I mean, it's really bad stuff. School lunches are terrible. I mean, it really is. But it's not just the color. It's your income status. Okay. Like, you don't have, it doesn't have to be what color you are, the income status. But this is also why sometimes there's a lot of kids that their only meals are free breakfast and free lunch at school. Yep. And they're getting crap food.
Yep.
And so this is why it's so important for us to have healthy choices there. If that's their only choice, that is where we can start making the whole America healthy again.
That's right.
Government assistance for groceries, but you can only buy Cheetos, Fritos, soda.
I think the problem is too, is that they only get a certain amount, and that is the cheapest food. You know, you try to do healthy stuff and it's so expensive. Like, it needs to be reversed.
No, it is. Right? It's cheap, it tastes good, and it's addictive. Okay. Right. So it just perpetuates this cycle.
You have these signs that say like WIC approved, but it doesn't mean that you have to get that. You can get anything, but they
in your mind though.
Right.
Well, there is something that goes back to what we were talking about with Joy Reid and Whoopi Goldberg, and this like cognitive dissonance or this disconnect from reality, where they just seem like they're part of almost a cult like thinking. There was a survey that came out, or a study, I'm not sure which, from Pew, which says that over 50% of young white liberal women between the ages of 18 to 29 have been diagnosed with a mental health condition. So it's not just a meme anymore. There's actually data to support this. Why are they struggling so badly, y'all? Why are they struggling so badly? And I mean, listen, I guarantee you it's higher than 50%, 6%. But
I think a lot of it is like, I don't want to like judge it, but based on what I see, it's like this party of like love, acceptance, and you know, wanting everybody to be together. They are the most hateful. They're the ones that wish death. They're the ones that have clawed death. They're the ones holding up a bloody head of Trump.
Yep.
Like, I can't lump everybody into that, but this is what we see.
This is the perception, this is
what I have experienced with some people too. Now, look, we have a lot of people that like we can have great conversations with.
Absolutely.
On all sides. We all Absolutely. Have things like that. But so I can't say that, but I do feel like your mindset, I mean, you know, depression, mental health, all that stuff, it has to do with.
Well, and everything is.
Who you surround yourself by. And also, you know what else? Gut health. What you're putting in your body.
The gut-brain axis is real.
Remember that it's a conspiracy for, what is it? It's a right-wing extremism to eat high protein and to exercise, right?
Articles. And then remember when they lauded Lizzo's health? Remember her blood test when she was big as two houses and they were like trying to say that she was healthy. Her blood work looked healthy, and we were all called BS on that. And I had a liberal friend really try to argue with me over that. And I was like, girl, what? You cannot possibly think that. Now, Lizzo comes out last week and says, hey, I did the shot. I did the GLP-1 shot. But she said, what it actually made me do was not eat as much, which is what I should. She literally said, what I should have been doing to start with. She said, so now I just make good choices with my nutrition and my movement. And I'm proud of her for saying and it is literally that.
She continues that because she can inspire now people to do that instead of just, I am body positive and I'm going to stay like this.
Yes.
Whatever. And my labs look good. Don't get me started on that.
Right.
Like, you're fine. It's fine. Everything's normal. You can look at somebody and know that ain't right.
Right.
But that's the broken healthcare system. But that's now that she is making good choices, I would love for her to show what she's doing, to show her exercising, to inspire more people to do that. That would be awesome. Yeah.
Yep. Agreed. And again, shout out to Lizzo for actually just being honest about what the problem was and what you've done to fix it that any of us can do. You don't have to have money and access to GLP-1s to do this.
Right. And getting on a GLP-1 just goes to show you that the whole her whole body positivity shtick was a total scam.
Right.
She didn't feel positive in her body at all. She hated it. She wanted to lose weight.
Yes.
And everybody who is in that situation who's like, accept me for who I am because I'm beautiful and you are and all those things, but like, you shouldn't shame me, you know, whatever. I don't know. The whole thing.
Yep.
It's like, they wouldn't choose that. They don't want that.
That's right.
As much as they say they do. I mean,
right.
Everybody wants to be healthy.
That's right.
Everybody, if they had a choice, they would want to be healthy.
100%. Also, I'm going to mention this just because, again, about color be shocked. Let's just talk about this. You know, we've said for years that we felt that the LGBTQ plus whatever, the whole movement, what started, I guess, you know, probably in the 80s, this, you know, they just, you know, they wanted to be able to be married, like heterosexual couples, all this, that the whole, that movement got hijacked. As many people warned, they said, slippery slope, here's what's going to happen. It's been hijacked by the extremists.
Mm-hmm.
And we just saw that with Pride Month, that more and more stores and corporations are pulling out and not trying to make such a big deal about it, because there is now a consequence to doing that. That's not about, I think if you probably surveyed most Americans, they would say, hey, live and let live. Like, it's like, you know, you do you, boo. But I think what's happened is by that getting hijacked, companies are having to distance themselves away from it. Because also, let's just say this. Now that I think most states allow for gay marriage. I'm not sure, y'all, don't quote me on that. I'm not positive where we stand on that. But I certainly know that from a federal level, I think they said that, you know, you could do it. And then here's the thing. If you just want to fit in and be like the rest of society, just fit in and be like the rest of society. Now you've got the same rights, right? I think where we are starting to go, okay, so what more do you want? What more do that you haven't gotten? I think that's the question. And Pride was seen to be kind of a flop this month in a lot of ways, in that you just didn't see as many companies, Target being one of them, just coming all out. And pun intended, you know?
But did you see the marching at Target because they were mad about the USA and patriotic clothes and stuff that came out?
Hijacked.
Because they didn't have their,
We follow Gays Against Groomers because they are just like the level-headed. We wanted equality, but not like exceptional. Like what are we doing?
I don't shove my relationship with my husband down anybody's face.
No,
like, you don't shove it down a kid's. Like I think like you said, live and let live.
Sears did like an awesome parody about. Do y'all remember his? His thing about like be heterosexual if heterosexual Pride Month, and it was like love having sex with women, and he's like, I think what matters most is like what I do in my bedroom. Like he does this whole thing, like he basically just like flips it, and then when you listen to it, you're like, literally, this is bizarre. Like we would think that was so bizarre if that was like what people talked about and what people wanted to share publicly in stores and everything else about this. But that's what is happening on the other side, and we're supposed to just be like, oh.
And what we feel is that the whole movement being hijacked has been detrimental to the community as a whole. Because it's just shoving them backwards. It's kind of like the Black Lives Matter movement did not help racism. I think it made it worse because it was almost creating issues where there weren't issues anymore. You know, creating problems in places there weren't issues anymore. And so one thing, the reason I bring this up is that Stephen Ireland, who was the founder of an LGBTQ+ pride organization, was just sentenced to 30 years in prison for raping a 12-year-old boy. And the reason why I mention this is because for years, I think a lot of the movement was about changing the narrative that a gay man was a pedophile, because it was not at all necessarily true any more than a straight man might be a pedophile, right? It's like, we don't need to like lump those two things together. But guess what? Because of the extremism, you're just finding so many of these, quote, leaders of these organizations having ties back to child pornography or to abuse. And again, this is why I think Gays Against Groomers, you know, and Becky Weiss, all these influencers exist to say, hang on, this is not us.
Right.
And there should be a differentiation for
Absolutely.
You know, and last thing, the New York City Democrats elected a mayor a mayoral candidate that has only been in the United States for less than 7 years.
Yeah, that's right.
He is a Muslim. He said he would arrest Benjamin Netanyahu if he came to New York City. He's a socialist. He is really communist socialist. I don't know. The line gets blurred for me sometimes. I mean, it's so bad that Stephen A. came out and said, Democrats, if this is who you're going to start electing, you're dead. Like you are done.
Yeah.
So now either New York's going to have to reelect Mayor Eric Adams, who was a former Democrat who turned independent because he turned on the Biden administration over the immigration problem, and then the Democrats turned on him. He's still going to run. This guy just beat the disgraced Cuomo, why did he even think he should run again? He killed all those old people in a nursing home, essentially.
Terrible.
And was in a sex scandal. Like
what is wrong with you mentally that you think you can put your face back out there after all that?
I mean,
and think you're going to win
go home.
This is delusion.
Delusion. Tom Tillis, thank God, also is saying he's not running for re-election. Thank the Lord. Honey, bye. As a North Carolinian, let me just say, I don't even know why anyone ever picked you to start with. We must have literally, the pickings were slim. And the
that's what things happening in New York. The pickings are slim. And they were saying about, you know, look at what New Yorkers have to choose from. I'm not like condoning their choice, but I'm just saying you have Cuomo, which, you know, he went out on a sex scandal.
Yep.
You have Eric Adams, which, you know, I don't know what he's iffy. And then you have this guy, and they're saying that he is young and he's a slick talker, and he's got a real big social media game. Like he's out there, he's putting out videos. And like one thing I was listening to, there was like a debate or something with everybody, and they said, what foreign country, they asked all the candidates, what foreign country would you
go to first?
Want to visit most or go to first or whatever? And everybody was like, Israel, 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 Israel. And they came to me, he's like, I wouldn't go anywhere. I'd stay right here in New York because this is where I, this is what I care about. This, these are my people. Da, da, da. Like,
smart.
Great answer. And America's, the New Yorkers are like, okay, you know? And so it's just.
And honestly, I wish everyone, that whole question, it sounded set up to just kind of decide. They were trying to get out of him that he does not support Israel, because he doesn't, by the way. Okay, y'all, he does not. But he was so clever to answer that way, because honestly, his first responsibility, and this goes back to the whole America first thing, is to New York. And we talked about this on previous episodes, how the whole situation with Israel, it's not that, it's not, you can't, you can be America first and still think that there is something going on in the Middle East that we have to pay attention to. Okay. And that we have an alliance with Israel that actually does matter. But this guy smartly said, no, I'm going to take care of New York. Okay, smartest thing he could have said, right? Mm-hmm. But I just think that he appealed to the under 40s. That's who they said voted him in. The baby boomers and the Gen Xers did not vote for this guy. Mm-hmm. Our demographic did not vote for him.
Right.
The under 40s. And so that's a problem, y'all. That is a problem. Oh, by the way, college educated. College educated. We have got Republicans, conservatives, we have got to go take over the college systems and write that ship back to the middle ground. I'm not saying we don't need to make them conservative either. We need to make them critical thinkers. They need to have accurate information and teach them to think critically.
Yes, I support thinking critically. You know we do. Because, and before we wrap up, to completely change the subject, and then we got to hop off. But I wanted to just at least share this here, because hopefully we'll get this out today. But the Loombox, our red light, the red light Loombox, they have a 45% off sale. That is over $280 in savings. So if you have been marinating on getting it, we all still use ours every day. Yep. Definitely if there's ever an ailment, like my kid with an ear infection, I put it on there. I mean, if you have a pulled muscle, sore issues.
Menstrual cramps.
I mean, like, if you have a headache, I mean, you can even go to bed with your right ear exposed to your brain.
In your skin. It's an anti-ager and an anti-acne fighter. It's amazing. Right.
We have our link in our link tree, and it will give you an automatic 45% off at discount, and it starts July 3rd and goes through July 7th.
Perfect. Okay, well, this episode will probably come out on July 3rd, so everybody will be able to get that. Go grab it.
Perfect.
Well, guys, thanks for being with us today. We hope that you are just at least, even if you're not able to pay attention, we don't suggest you stick your head in the news every day. It's depressing. Just trying to stay on top
of it. Also, like, it moves so fast, we can't even, like, we're like,
But we're trying to keep up with you and for you, just to kind of give you, because we think there's going to be times where we all need to stand up and get a little louder and let our voices be heard. You know, even with the situation with Tillis, I mean, he quickly said he's not running again after he went against the big, beautiful bill. But this guy's always been shady. And, you know, there's times where we just need to put our voices out there and say, hang on. Let's call this what it is. Mm-hmm. Be paying real close attention to what RFK is doing, guys. Moms, dads, you really need to be watching. Go follow Food Babe if you're not. She's really tracking so many of these things. Hershey's just came out this week, said they're getting rid of some of their money. Like, this is awesome stuff that's happening to make it easier to raise your kids in a healthy place. And that's what we need. If you don't want to have to do all the research all the time and tell your kids no to every fun thing in the store, then you have got to fight to where that's not even available. You know what I mean? And that's what we're all trying to do over here at the MAHA movement. So
yep.
Thank you guys for being with us today. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.